Los Angeles is home to hundreds of mom-and-pop donut shops run by immigrants from Cambodia. NPR's Netta Ulubi visited one with an artist who's found a new way to use them in her work.
Okay. Donut Star, tucked away in a Southern California strip mall, is an unpretentious oasis of cheap coffee, lottery tickets, and a staggering array of freshly baked donuts.
Twisty glazed donut sprinkles in blue and pink.
And chocolate ball.
Artist Feng Huynh is here for a little sugary pick-me-up and artistic inspiration.
On! What is the orange one?
Huynh is a painter with a show up now in Los Angeles. Instead of traditional canvases, she uses the distinctive pink boxes these donut shops are known for.
I mean, it's a beautiful color, right?
Bubblegum pink and, she says, surprisingly easy to work with.
It's such a forgiving surface, and it grabs. It grabs the ink, it grabs the pencil, because I've drawn, I made portraits.
Huynh's donut box series portrays young people who grew up in their family's donut shops. They're children, she says, of boat people and refugees. She silkscreened their smiling faces in donut flavor colors, maple, chocolate, banana, maraschino cherry. They look directly at the viewer.
This is of Andrew Hang, Bandy Andy, the rap artist. A lot of his work is about assimilating the immigrant experience.
Hey, Asian boy, Asian kid. I am sorry when they said that you ate your dog's ribs. Asian girl, Asian kid.
So I'm third generation refugee.
Artist Feng Huynh's family fled Cambodia in 1975, Vietnam in 1978, and before that, China during World War II. Her immigrant community has seen a frightening uptick in racist stereotyping, deportations, and attacks over the past few years. While her family's story could be framed as the American dream, it's critical, Huynh says, not to let their hard work and determination obscure other truths that come with their success.
There's a lot of guilt for being able to survive. There's a lot of guilt for being able to come to the United States and leaving. Some of you have to leave family. There are a lot of family back home who weren't able to come.
Right now, Huynh says, as she looks at the faces of Ukrainian refugees and those from Afghanistan, Central America, and so many other places around the world, she thinks about the flash of pink boxes being carried out of donut stores all over California as a signal, she says, of strength, of hope, of survival. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.